B2H access. For EEW Mobile. What's happening? Downtown, got a experimental computing group I'm going to. That's so. Sounds like fun. I just got an emergency call. Gotta go get somebody cooling. Careful with that. If you need frequency, I'll clear it. Say it one more time. I'm sorry. I lost the signal for a minute. I was just going to say, if you need the frequency, I'll clear it. Oh, no. It's not that. No, I just got one of a recommended customer called me, and his AC is down, so I'm going to go fix it. He was looking for a ride-along. My signal might be a little sketchy. I'm coming up 385, and there's some dips and things in the way, but, I hope you get it taken care of and everything. Yeah, I may have spoken a little fast. You didn't understand. No, I got one of my customers, he's got a health issue, and his AC is down, so he's got a heart issue. He can't be too hot in his house.
Yeah, that's, he'll be taken care of, for sure.
Oh, yeah, fortunately, he's only about 12 minutes from my house, so I'm running down. I got redressed. I already kind of got out of my work clothes. I threw my work clothes back on and heading down to go help him out.
Oh, that's very cool of you. Very cool. I said I'm just rolling up 385, hoping I can get into town without much trouble.
Hey, you said you're going down to Greenville, downtown Greenville?
I'm headed to the next building, which is... It's like a startup incubator, basically.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure where that is down there, but I'm up here on Greer, as I'm supposed to call it.
Greer and Tur.
Greer and Tiara.
Greer has really come a long way over the past, like, 20 years or so. I get up there not very often, and every time it's grown a lot and completely changed.
We moved up from Florida 5 years ago. We're halfbacks. So I've been working air conditioning in Florida for a good 20 years, and I'm up here doing it. And I tell you what, we've seen some changes in the last 5 years. We actually bought a house that's older. It's a 1966 house, and it's built really well.
So it's an older house, but not, like, really old?
It's an older house that's in very good condition. They did some upgrades on it before we got it, and then we finished the upgrades with windows and a few things.
Okay. Yeah, the house I'm in is about 50 or 60 years old, so very solid construction, but we've had to do a lot of renovation to it, just freshen things up.
Yeah, we did a similar thing. We pulled all the insulation down from the floorboards under the down in the basement. So we re-insulated under the floor, did some work downstairs, and had the windows, some of the main windows changed upstairs, and just some cleanup, paint. Otherwise the house is solid.
So to me, I ended up doing windows, the sliding glass doors. And just all kinds of cleanup, refurbishment. We've almost got all of the copper piping out. Copper piping's about a 50-year lifespan, so we've got it almost all replaced with tacks at this point.
Yes, I did the same thing. The person before me, or the owners before us, ran tacks, but he ran all half-inch. And when my brother-in-law was up from Florida, he's a plumber, he said, no, you got to upgrade that to 3/4 and then tee off the half inch. That'll keep your water pressure up a little bit, and that's what I've been doing.
As it gives you more volume in the main pipe, so you can hold better pressure.
Yeah, that's correct. And then I got rid of my electric water heater, and I installed a tankless gas heater.
Our water heater's coming up on 15 years.
and I just did all the elements and drained and filled it and all that stuff. But I've been considering tankless for my next one. How is that working out?
If you have natural gas, that's what I have. I have a natural gas tankless water heater. That's the best way to go. Don't do an electric water heater, electric tankless. They don't, there's really no savings there.
We did get a natural gas line run when we installed a hybrid HVAC system. So it runs heat pump until it gets down to 35 degrees Fahrenheit, and when it gets below that, the gas furnace kicks on. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, those are nice. They're expensive to put them in. You have to have extra temperature sensors and a special thermostat and all that. But, yeah, no, they work well. They work well. But, yeah, if you got natural gas at the house, that's the way to go with a tankless water heater. Go natural gas, not, you know, not electric.
Okay, I will definitely remember that when it comes up.
Yeah, they're a heck of a lot more efficient. I mean, do you have a basement or an area where you can put it and vent it outside?
Walkout basement, and we have a utility room where the HVAC and the water heater and the plumbing manifold are all in their own little utility closet.
Oh, good, good. That's where you hang your tankless. Get a tankless that you can go inside with, and then you vent it out with PVC pipe.
Yeah, okay. Well, that would not be a problem because the inner part of the HVAC is in that same room. So it's piped out. The water heater's there. So its emergency drain line is piped out from the same room.
Excellent. Yep. Yeah, you got to drill a hole through the wall and hang the water heater right on the wall, and then the exhaust goes right through the wall. Usually it's a concentric where it brings in the fresh air and exhausts out the exhaust. But anyway, I'm about where I got to be. I was going to make a turn here on Hammett Bridge and get to this gentleman's house. So I'm going to say 73. Name here is Dave. Calls are KB2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra, HXS.
Hit downtown and those buildings get in the way of VHF. So this is Ben, as in Benjamin, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, mobile.
All right, Ben, have a good evening. 73, KB2HXS.